Good morning, everyone. I'm David Brown, and Russell Boer joining me here this morning from Pinfield, day number three of historic farm days. A beautiful day in store, Russell.
Hey, it's really nice out here again this morning. The little breeze is nice and cool, and we're just having a good time again.
Well, our biggest fear happened yesterday, Russell. I just found this out this morning when I was talking to John Bensel.
What's that?
My biggest fear.
What was that?
He said, well, I had battery problems. But even worse, I had a flat tire on one of them. I said, well, we know how that happened. Chad tried to get in it. That's what we said would happen, right?
We was worried about them tires. There was only so much of a payload on them tires.
Oh, he thought it could withstand him, but nope. Flattened the Oliver one. Of all of them to flatten.
Ain't that something? He picked that one to do, too.
Yep. Yep. So John had to repair that, and He's on a coal trip right now to get the train ready.
Yeah, putting coal in the train.
Well, our gates are open. They have been open for about an hour or so here on the showgrounds in Pinfield. Saturday's usually our best day or busiest day. There's going to be a lot of things going on. Tell me about some of the key highlights today, Russell.
Well, there's, like I say, all the activities are going on. Something special we do today at 10 o'clock, we do the tractor games, and then kids bingo, and then we got the always have the big parade at 1 o'clock every day. That's always good. And then there's going to be a kiddie tractor pull today too, then at 2:30, so that's going to be something good. And
now tell us how that works.
Well, they got age and weight limit, I think.
Okay,
the way I understand it, I'm too big and too old. But they do that, and they do that in the pavilion and on concrete, so they're in the shade and they're on concrete, so that makes it a lot easier. And Gifford Bank has that outfit that with the tractors and the sled and everything. So, and then the kids can win some good prizes too then. When
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And Chad definitely would be too old and too heavy for that, I would guess.
Well, I'd still like to see him try. He could try. I think I can. I could hear him now.
He gets about a foot and it dies, you know.
Well, you never know. Gee, it looks a lot harder than what it was, I thought.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
And then we got the sanctioned tractor pull again tonight. We had a big tractor pull last night. We had a great crowd. And
Spark show afterwards.
Spark show. Bill Jansen and them, they really did a good job once again with the Spark show.
Well, yeah, we were blessed last night because the rain held off. Because when you look to the west, you know, late yesterday afternoon, early evening, it looked threatening, but it's broke up before it got here.
That's right. It was carrying on. I thought too we was going to get something the way it was looking, but we could use a shower, but we could wait for a little bit.
Yeah, have it happen overnight.
There you go.
Come in here, and so then it doesn't affect any of the activities at all.
That's right.
People movers, let's talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, they've been running pretty good, and you can get over here and get on a people mover. They take you all around the grounds, even through the woods. You can go through the woods, just don't feed the bears when you're going through the woods. And you know, that really cools you off too when you go through the woods. That's like air conditioning.
It is. It drops like 10 degrees back there.
They take you out to the field and they take you all around, and it's just nice, comfortable, because them people movers have shades on top, so you're sitting in the shade. So it just, we got it all right here. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to see, and like I say, we can accommodate anybody.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the woods. You think back of all the strong thunderstorms and high winds we've had, but yet it still stands. The Hog Motel, it's standing
the
proud
Hog
and strong.
The Hog Motel is still there, operational yet.
I think that thing could hold 90 mile an hour winds. I bet it'd stand up, wouldn't it?
I don't think nothing would bother that thing. People just have to see it.
So they got some potato digging in yesterday.
Yeah, we dug potatoes again, and boy, there's some good potatoes I think they're getting out of there.
Now they can take them home, right, when they dig them up?
Yeah, they got a bag out there, and take a bag full of potatoes home.
Absolutely, and nothing like having fresh potatoes right off the farm, right?
Boy, you have homegrown tomatoes and fresh potatoes and fresh sweet corn. Boy, we're living the dream then.
I think I did see some sweet corn here yesterday. I don't know who had that. Somebody had an ear and was walking around.
But I'm sure they did, and they just kind of make your mouth water when you see it.
A lot of food vendors on the grounds here.
A lot of food vendors and a lot of different kind of food. So you can get about anything you want here, and it's all good. It really is.
I wanted to ask you something. You know, we do a lot of ag programming on WITY since we're Ileana's Farm Choice.
Yep.
And one of the things we used to ask people is, you know, now if they apply for a job, that what's your thoughts on agriculture? You know, and especially if they haven't been involved with ag before, that they need to be, you know, well-versed on it and understand it. So I was thinking about, I want to need input from you of having this entrance exam that they take when they come to work for WITY. They'd have to be a multiple choice, and questions like, what is the color of a John Deere? A, B, C, to give them different colors. Now, what do you think of that idea? And what is the color of a farm all?
That would be a good thing to have on the questionnaire.
Yeah.
But I have had somebody that they was working on come out to the farm and wanted to know something, and we was looking at my combine.
Yep.
And at the time, I had a green and yellow combine. They was standing right there by side the thing, and it was green and yellow. And now he says, and what kind is this? I'm just saying. And okay. You would think they would. The thing of it is, it said it on the side, too. You know, it says it, let alone, you know, standing right next to it.
But well, anyway, that's a person that needs some eyeglasses.
Well, they just need a little help, I guess.
Now, I think where they might, if they breeze through the first few questions, like the color of the farm all, what's the color of an AC?
Yeah.
They might get stumped if we said, what's the color of a David Brown 980?
Now, 980. Well, yeah. Then they'd say, well, what's a 980? I thought they only made a 990.
Well, then they win.
See, there you go.
But if they said brown and white, nope, got to have purple on that one.
There's only a few that could be purple, okay?
But I don't know. That'd be kind of a fun thing to do with someone, wouldn't it?
It would. That would be a good thing. I think that'd be good.
You got to know the basics to get involved right. In helping with ag broadcasting.
That's right.
There you got to know what the color of a John Deere is, IH, farm all of them.
Yes.
I'll bet you they get Minneapolis Moline right.
Ask him what who painted something prairie gold.
Ooh.
Prairie gold. That's the name of the Minneapolis, one of the clubs for the Minneapolis Moline called the Prairie Gold Rush.
Well, the crowds are starting to filter in, and we'll have the official flag raising ceremony at about 9 o'clock here this morning. Temperatures just stay like this all day. It'll be a gorgeous day.
Oh, it is a nice day. And like I say, we got shade, we got places to go to, so you can handle this real easy.
And we encourage people to check out our website. We've got some videos uploaded. We have a video on the blacksmith shop and also the sawmill. We did a couple more yesterday on the kiddie train, so we'll be doing some more here to check out the sights and sounds of historic farm days as you come out. And, of course, we're going to be doing reports all day long here on WITY. Field demonstrations, tell me what are some of those scheduled for today.
Well, they've pretty well got the wheat combine and in bundles and stuff. So they will take the bundles, and they still got to run them through the threshing machine. So they will be doing some threshing and corn shelling and stuff like that. And then they'll be plowing out in the field. They'll be plowing and disking and hopefully working that ground down a little bit so we can smooth it out and plant another crop next year. So
absolutely.
They get to get it all prepared.
So what's been the highlight of the show so far for you?
The highlight? There's a lot of things that's really unusual out here again this year. It's just there's some pieces of equipment and then even like the people. You know, all of a sudden here they come. I haven't seen them for a year, and they come up and say hi, and that's really great to see. There's just some really unusual equipment here to me that I just think that it's great that there is something like that still around, and people have kept it up.
Absolutely, they maintain it. Now, do farmers, let me ask you this, somebody that collects antique tractors like you do, Do most farmers just go to an antique sale and buy them, or is the word trade used anymore? In other words, do people trade? I'll trade you this AC for that one there. Do you hear much of that anymore?
Yeah, you hear all of that too yet. There is some of that yet, but used to be we would drive around and you'd see an old tractor behind a barn or a shed.
Yep.
And even, you know, you might be going to church or something that day or going somewhere else or some reunion or anything, you know, and then I got a radar for that.
Yes, you do.
That I could tell, and I knew what it was. It was sitting out there. And, you know, so there was always that. And then you always try to catch that person when they're home or something and says, is that thing maybe for sale, and they say no, and a year later still sitting there, and then it's for sale that maybe a year later. So.
After they thought about it.
Well, yeah, they think, well, maybe we ought to sell that because we're just mowing around it or something.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a salesman myself a little bit. I thought I'd walk around here today and get my eyes on a Cockshut 20. What would you be willing to trade from your collection for that? Probably nothing.
Maybe I could trade you a David Brown for a Cockshut 20.
I don't think you'd give up any of your minis, would you?
No, probably not.
No, I didn't think so.
Probably not.
No, but it's fun to come out and see these tractors. I mean, they've got a nice assortment. That's, of course, the feature brand this year is Cockshut and Oliver. And we've got the David Bradley collection. I saw some of them in the parade yesterday.
Yes, there was a lot of unique David Bradley stuff. And like I say, about everything has its own story. You know, there's a lot that people done with them. That's why they bought them to start with, to use. And like I say, there's a lot of stories, what that tractor did or what that little garden tractor did. And
yep.
Yes, and how it worked, and boy, that was the best thing I ever got. You know, we really saved a lot of time and energy.
I think I told you before, we had a David Bradley cart on our farm. You could haul about anything around in that thing.
Ain't that something?
Fill that full of corn.
And yeah.
It was great.
It was good.
I don't even remember where my father bought it, but at that time, but it was a David Bradley.
Yeah. Well, a lot of David Bradley running gears.
It was in the 50s. He bought it in the 50s.
Yep. They sold a lot of them things.
Yeah. When did they quit making the David Bradley series?
You know, I'm not sure just when that all happened, but like I said, sold a lot of, like I say, they had David Bradley plows and wagons and running gear. So like I say, there was a lot of that stuff sold at that time.
Absolutely. Now, one low price, $10 gets them in today.
That's right. Gets them in, and you can ride the people mover. You can see everything. The only thing you're going to buy is something to eat, maybe.
And the Pork Palace is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's all good there. That's for sure.
You know the cook over there personally.
Yeah, Rube does a good job for us, and he really knows how to cook stuff, and that's why we always have him.
Yeah, absolutely. $10, folks, to come on in and enjoy a wonderful show here. Easy to find, Penfield, 11 miles east of Rantoul off US 136. And if you're coming down the Interstate 74, just take Route 49 north. You can come that direction, go north of St. Joe Ogden there, that turn, and just come on up here. It's easy to get to. And we've got parking on the north side. And if you need a golf cart, Danny Coker's got those available.
Yes, you can rent a golf cart, and then you can go at your own pace and stop and look at stuff, whatever you need to do.
All right. We invite you out. We'll be back with another report coming up in about 15 minutes. Park it here on the official voice for Historic Farm Days, WITY.